Hey, I'm speaking with Todd Cochran of Raw Voice. Tell us about Raw Voice.
Well, Raw Voice is a podcasting company extraordinaire, I guess. You know, we do a lot of things in the space, but primarily we're here today, this year talking about our new website called Blueberry.com that we launched in July. And it's essentially a site for listeners. We built this site from the ground up so that the listener that is just getting started and trying to find about podcasts, or even the person that's most experienced, can find content very easily. You know, so much of the content today is down in the weeds and people aren't able to find great content. It's just, you know, it just doesn't rise to the top to be found. So we built this site and it took the best of a podcast directory and the best of some of the social sites that are out there like MySpace, and we joined them together and came up with what we could call Blueberry. And Blueberry gives podcasters a second point of presence without all the garbage of having advertising and everything on a site. It's very clean, very fast. We allow the podcaster to upload graphics from their website into it so that their show page looks just like, you know, it covers their brand. There's all kinds of great features to it, but the main thing for podcasters is we have, the goal is to grow your audiences, to get your listeners more cooperating and talking with one another and adding you as a friend and recommending your show, cross promotion and so forth. All the shows on Blueberry are treated equally. There's no top 10 list. There's no, like, most popular. What we have, though, is every show that's, when your show goes out live and it's produced, and we go ahead and pull your site, and we pull in your RSS feed, we put you the top of the new shows list, and you get top billing until, you know, you fall down a little bit in that billing spot. We index everything very, very heavily so that we make sure that when people come to find content, if they're looking for specific content that you produce, that it's there. But not only that, we have a community of podcasters that want to be on Blueberry. We didn't go out and import 20,000 shows into the site. That wasn't our goal. Our goal was to have 2,000 or 3,000 podcasters that want to be part of a community and work together. But the most important thing is we're obviously a company. We want to make money. But we won't make money unless the podcasters are within the community to make money. So by coming listed on the website, you essentially, through the user agreement, give us authorization to go out and negotiate on your behalf. Some people say, negotiate on my behalf? What does that mean? Well, what we do is we group podcasts together. I'll go, like, we have a deal starting tomorrow where 82 podcasters are going to be running an advertising campaign for the next 6 months. So what I had done is I had went to the advertiser and negotiated a deal out.
Use the advertiser.
Go to meeting. Okay, go to meeting.com. So we had negotiated the ad deal out, came up with what there was going to entail, and I took that ad deal back to those podcasters and I said, here it is. This is what you're going to get paid. This is what's required. Do you want to participate or not? Now, that's what makes us very different. We give the podcasters the opportunity to opt in or opt out. And if they opt out, you know, no loss. It's all cool. We're good to go. But those that opt in, then we get them hooked up and they run the advertising campaign. We do a 70-30 split, 70 to the podcasters, 30% back to us. And we're very, very open on all of our deals. And, you know, if you have a sponsor already that's kind of looking to expand a little bit and get bigger, if you bring an advertiser to us, we give you 10% off the top of any ad deal. And it's a great thing. We can help you make extra money with maybe a sponsor that you have already that's in the space. So,
wow, that's great. Now, this is your second podcast expo. What? How did you get into podcasting?
Well, in October 2004, I was sitting in a hotel room in Waco, Texas, and I heard the Dave Weiner and Adam Curry talking on whatever that show they had then. I said, oh, that's pretty cool, and I was already a blogger. So I had said, well, let me try it. I went and bought a $695 LabTech headset, created a show, and it just exploded. And then in December of 2004, I was contacted by Wiley Publishing, did the first book on podcasting, the do-it-yourself guide. It was released in May of last year, and it just kind of exploded from there. I got some ideas on what to do. I formed the techpodcast.com network, and then formed the company Raw Voice, have a great team of people I work with across the country, and come up with these properties.
I see that you're based in Honolulu. What part?
I'm in Oahu. And I live on historic Ford Island. That's where my personal show is recorded at.
Where?
Historic Ford Island. I live about a stone's throw away from the Utah Memorial and about a half mile from the Arizona Memorial.
Just going to ask about your blog or a website where people can learn more about you personally.
They can check my personal website out at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, I'll have all the links to the companies I'm involved with Raw Voice, and of course, blueberry.com. And it's kind of funny, we got this Web 2.0 name, blubrry.com.
So we can, what does that mean?
Web 2.0 is essentially, you know how all there's a whole bunch of websites now that have these little short names like Flickr, and you know, so it's kind of falling in line with that. And our, you know, our motto is with Raw Voice is fresh organic media. So of course it makes sense we'd have a site called Blueberry.
Right. And you have these little blue balls. Are they like playing balls?
Yeah, they're little stress balls. You ever get mad at work? You can squeeze one up, throw it against the wall. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. So I'll make sure you go home with a few.
That sounds good. Thanks for taking the time out, and have a great next few hours.
Yeah, thank you so much.